This is Financial Detox, helping you retire with confidence. Featuring Jason Labrum, certified financial planner and founder of IDA Wealth, intelligence-driven advisors. For over 20 years, Jason has shown people how to steer clear of toxic advice, achieve financial peace of mind, and manage their wealth for maximum impact. Join Jason and co-host Alex Klingensmith as they simplify the complex, share industry secrets, and provide proven strategies designed to take you from financial insecurity to financial independence. This is Financial Detox. Money.
Hello and welcome to Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labrum, your host in studio with Alex Klingensmith, and we are here at Financial Detox to help you make better investment decisions, avoid the great behavioral blunders that most investors make, and grow and protect your wealth for you and your family. Thanks for tuning into our show. As always, you can check us out at financialdetox.com, and you can also shoot an email right to my inbox if you have any questions. That's Jason at financialdetox.com, Jason at financialdetox.com. We have a great show coming up for you today. As usual, we want to thank our awesome sponsors, and that is Real Water. Real Water, maintaining negative ionization. Real Water, providing the high pH balance. Check out Real Water if you haven't had it. It's a different experience when drinking Real Water. Alex, we are going to dial in today to some questions because we get questions, right? We are practicing financial advisors, certified financial planners, true, full-time, all the time fiduciaries, and we get tons of great questions. We get questions from our listeners like you. They simply send an email right to Jason at financialdetox.com and they ask us questions. They call us at 877-707-8889. And we answer their questions, and we love answering questions because there's nothing better, or let's say, Alex, right? There's nothing worse than us sitting here and lecturing and talking. What seems to be much better than that is when we really engage and have conversations with people, and we can do that a little bit through the show here by answering some questions that have been asked, right?
Well, that's right. And I mean, not to mention that we have almost 1,000 clients across the country that are asking us questions as their advisors on a daily basis, which is perfect because we're getting, you know, we're that close to the real Main Street, right? Yeah. Wanting to know what's happening on Wall Street. And so it's good. I mean, I got a question yesterday that was awesome because it was so genuine and sincere and blunt. And that's the kind of relationship we have with our clients. That's the kind of relationship we want with all clients. But let's start with that one because I want to hear you say. I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but it's still coming up. And so I want to know that we have consistency. I want to know what our consistency is. Yeah. It's this. If this was the email that I got, one sentence, it's two sentences. Alex, I'm sure you guys have been thinking of the future when the elections happen. I'm curious what your plan is if things tank, four question marks after that. So what do we say to that, Jason?
Wow. It's good. Right. Because that's not, I mean, how many times have we heard this in the last, 2 years, right? We've gotten back to real volatility, right? You think back 2016, the start of 16, and then, you know, there's been a little bit of volatility, but then it was pretty straight up. And now we're back to volatility, of course, with COVID, and then the election is going to be very interesting for sure. And here's what happens. I mean, we did a show last week. You should check it out. By the way, you can go to our podcast. If you just search Financial Detox in any podcast player, you'll find us. We'd love you to listen. Check us out. Give us a great rating if you like what we're doing. But we talked specifically about election years, Alex, and you did a great job. Was that the show you were all fired up on, like Mountain Dew or something? You'd been going.
I'd slept really well, and I think I went for a run that morning. So yeah, that was the one.
Wow. That was hot. You were hot. He was coming in hot.
I have my moments.
But we talked about the elections and looking back in history, and it's really even almost impossible to predict whether a Republican or a Democrat is the president, what the market's going to do. Are they going to do better? Because there's been some years where Democrats are in the White House and the markets are phenomenal and vice versa. And then there's been years where the Republicans are in and it's been great and it's also been terrible. So it really doesn't have a measurable, repeatable track record that you can do anything. So what are we going to do? The specific question that this client asks is, what is our plan if things crash? And that is in and of itself an awesome question, because our plan is to keep doing what we're doing. Our plan is to do what we're doing today, which is have a really well-diversified portfolio. Our plan is to have asset classes that will protect you when markets do get volatile and go down. What our plan is definitely not, what we don't have in our plans is to let the news and the media and hype events cause us to change our investment strategy. Because when you do that, and we've seen tons of people do it, and we've heard of people doing it, we've studied markets, and we just know that people do change their investment philosophy when really bad news hits. And that is almost always a mistake, because the market, as you remember, is a forecasting mechanism, right? The market is not looking at just what's happening today in today's news. It's taking that into account, of course, but it's also taking into account every possible thing that we think could or might happen. So today, the market is already pricing in what may or may not happen in the election. And then once it happens, it's too late to start making changes. So once you've experienced, if some really bad things happen during the election or after the election or before, what changes are you going to make? Well, nothing. We're going to keep building great diversified investment portfolios that can stand the test of time, regardless of what happens in the markets. What would you add to it, Alex?
I think it's, you know, hearing that question from several clients over the years, and what you've, you know, what you've taught me, and what great partners like Dimensional Funds and BlackRock and these big institutions that are led by really smart people. The question that a lot of people, I think, at a very human level are really asking us is, you know, at some point, are you going to become a market timer? It tests our resolve, because over the years, there have been lots of temptation for fear and greed to drive our decision making. Right now, people, you know, it's easy to sit back and say, well, this is different. This is, you know, the first time we've ever had this kind of president during this kind of thing, this global pandemic. Like, isn't this the time when you guys crack and time the market? And mm-hmm. I think this client especially, I know he got a lot of peace of mind when I responded and I said something very similar to what you said, but basically like, no, you know, Mr. Client, I'm not, the answer is still the same as it was a year ago, 2 years ago. Having discipline and adhering to that discipline, especially during moments like this, is what we're here to do for you, you know?
Right. Yeah. And then I think also worth adding on as we wrap up this particular question is it's not that your advisor should be just sitting there doing nothing. That's not good. Right. But they shouldn't be changing what they're doing because of events. So for example, in our portfolios, we have a bunch of different asset classes. Like, for example, that means large cap stocks from the United States, medium sized stocks, small stocks, all from the US, then international stocks, large. So we have all these different asset classes, and each asset class has a target weight. We want to own 21% of US large cap. It's just an example. We want to own 15% of US small cap. So we have all these different asset classes, and these things that we own, they have a target weight, they have a maximum weight, they have a minimum weight. So what happens is when an asset class does really well, which has happened recently, US large cap, we trim the profits out of that and put it towards the other parts of our portfolio that haven't done so well. So we are taking action on a regular basis. In fact, we're scanning all of our clients' accounts every single day, and your advisor should be, to make sure that you're in tolerance. Doesn't mean they're trading every day, but it means they're paying attention every day to what's going on inside of your accounts. And when you do that, you don't have to respond emotionally. You don't have to freak out and change up everything because there's been some volatility. You get to have a wonderful outcome, a very good investment experience and great outcome. And you don't have to carry the burden of all the stress and all the drama and the emotions that go along with it. In fact, your outcome is most likely going to be better. But Alex, I mean, that question took us almost 9 minutes to answer. We got to take a quick break. We're back. We have listener questions. It is Financial Detox. You can get a hold of us by checking us out at financialdetox.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's Financial Detox. It's listener questions. We are talking about questions today that you have on your mind when it comes to investing. Alex, thanks for being here as always. People can get a hold of us by giving us a call, right? Just give it old fashioned, pick up the phone, 877-707-8889, and we will answer your questions about investing, about what type of advisor you should have, about what type of portfolio you should have, about what you should do given that it's election year and there's all kinds of chaos happening in our world with protests and with COVID and everything else. So that was a good one, Alex. I like the first one is in because it's just, it's asked all the time, right? And it's on everybody's mind. What should I do?
Straightforward.
Things get scary.
Very straightforward. I mean, and that, there's another good metaphor. I mean, another question that's more of a technical one that might come from an engineer client or even an asset manager that's interviewing us for our asset management capabilities, right?
Yeah.
Would be, why shouldn't I make tactical changes based on recent news that I believe will impact my portfolio? Which is kind of what the first question was, but this is just a more, you know, a different way of asking it.
Right.
And I like what Dimensional has in their research. And also I like, cause they have research, which is what we fall back on when we answer these questions.
Data, you mean real data?
Well, they compared it to sports. Remember they were talking about sports and we miss sports. You miss sports,
yes,
right?
I do.
Yeah, I know.
I play more than I watch, right?
Football. Well, you know about your, I wouldn't call you a gambler, but you seem to know about betting because you golf and you know spreads and all this stuff, right? You know,
a little bit, yeah.
A little bit. So they Dimensional use a really good, this is Dimensional answering this question for listeners, and we tend to embrace this answer as well, is that if you're trying to make tactical changes based on this news that you believe is going to happen in the future,
right.
It's kind of like betting in football, for example. Maybe you have a pretty good idea of what team's going to win versus another. Maybe it's not never certain, but then you have to cover the spread, right?
Yeah.
In order to win.
The old spread, the house has got to make some money too, right?
That's right. And so there, you know, the idea there is that it takes quite a bit of energy, effort, stress, and luck to accomplish a winning bet. Imagine having to do that sustainably and repeatedly over time, which is what investing is meant to be, right?
Yeah. And I, you know, if you think about guessing on the market or trying to time the market, right, you have to get in and out, you have to get out and in or whatever, however you look at that. You have about a 50-50 chance, I'd say, at best of getting it right on one side of it. Like, when should I get out? But then you also have to figure out when you're going to get in. So maybe that's another 50-50 chance. And now you're down to a 25% chance of getting it right. The bottom line is you can't time it. You can't get in and out. So what you have to do is build a portfolio and an investment philosophy that will take you through the good times and the bad. So it can have some tactical aspects to it, right? I don't think we're totally shunning being forward looking and thinking about what we call the global macroeconomic environment. And then also some global macroeconomic thematic investing, right? Where you say there's a theme here going on that could occur for, you know, 3, 5, or 10 years. I'd say minimum 3. And that may be that there's baby boomers, right? We know there's this baby boomer aging U.S. population and they need certain services like healthcare and or, you know, housing and, you know, there's a theme there that I think is something that might be worth investing on. I think there's other things that, you know, technologically, we're having a bit of another revolution. You look at the advancements in technology and how cell phones and internet are controlling our lives. And so who's developing things around that? And that's a theme that I just don't think is going to go away. Electric cars, you know, all kinds of technology stuff. So you can have some themes, but they just shouldn't be driven by an event that happens today or an event that happened yesterday or we think might happen in the future. They need to be based on an investment philosophy, right, Alex?
Well, that's right. And you don't have to invest that way because if you could choose to live your life that way and you'd end up being very stressed out and you'd get results that are very likely, like high probability, much worse than just staying disciplined throughout it all and letting go of the things you cannot control, right?
But on this tactical thing too, I think it's important to let our listeners know, yeah, as you're building a portfolio, you're thinking about building a portfolio, you think about all the things that are going on in today's world, you can decide, or your advisor can help you decide, what is the desired outcome of your portfolio? What is the targeted rate of return? What are you trying to achieve? Because if you don't build a plan around this, and we always go back to this, right, Alex, everything goes to like, you should have a plan because you really should. Sophisticated, smart people with millions and millions of dollars in investable assets should have a very detailed plan. Their numbers get even bigger, and it matters maybe even more from a financial perspective. But everybody's money matters a lot to them, whatever that number is. But if you don't, you know, if you don't have a plan, you're just going to end up winging it and making decisions based upon emotions that are happening. So I think that that's what, I kind of lost my train of thought, but I think that that's where this all anchors back to is having a plan and understanding what you're doing. And so that you don't have to try and time it. Oh, I know where I was going to go with that is you get to decide what type of portfolio you're invested in, right? Nobody's, you don't have to just go buy all stocks. You don't have to buy all bonds. You don't have to have a volatile portfolio to get good, solid rates of returns. Stocks historically provide about a 10% rate of return. Bonds provide a 4-5% rate of return historically. So you blend those together and also maybe even cash alternatives and some fixed indexed annuities or something like that. You can blend this together so that your ride is actually smooth. And then it's like picking which roller coaster you want to go on. You want to go to Magic Mountain and get wicked and do backflips and loops and inside out turns and upside downers and all that? Or do you want to go to Legoland and kind of cruise on the mellow roller coaster that, you know, is smooth? You get to pick your ride when it comes to the financial journey. Part of being financially detoxified is understanding what am I trying to accomplish so then I can pick the appropriate method of getting there and be comfortable knowing what type of volatility I'm going to have to accept.
Yep, so, that's right.
It's so simple. But it's so difficult to do. Right?
Well, that's just how we are. We're ADD by nature, I think, right?
All right.
Well, by nature, looking for shiny objects.
In studio with Alex Klingensmith, and we are going through listener questions. These are questions from people just like you listening to our show, whether you're listening on podcast or you're on KCBQ, The Answer of San Diego on Saturdays at 1:30. Either way, you can get our show. We have a couple hundred shows maybe. In the queue that have been recorded. So you can get a copy of any of those or listen into any of those if you're interested on whatever podcast player you listen to podcasts. So check us out, Financial Detox. So Alex, we got one more time for one more question. We want to rattle this out, helping our audience become financially detoxified and stay detoxified because there is no time like the present with all that's going on in our country. There is no time like the present to make sure that you have a plan, you're financially detoxified and you don't make big blunders because it is blunder time is coming up here soon.
It makes me think of something important too. I don't mean to change the topic, but for just a second here, one of the biggest reasons why, and all the studies and research that we've read, one of the biggest reasons why people don't make the decision to hire an advisor or to even change from their current advisor to a new one is that same thing about not wanting, it's kind of like, when you go on a date, if you're dating or whatever, right? Like it's fear of being rejected or fear of doing something like that in person. And yeah. I want to point out that, I mean, we've been meeting virtually with dozens and dozens of clients throughout this year. I think we have something like 40 or 50 new relationships that are new clients this year since COVID.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, people get a sense of what we believe in and our belief structure by the way we answer these questions on shows like this. But I think it's important to point out how we work with brand new people that are checking us out, especially during a COVID era where we can't do it in person. You know, we've worked with several people, taught them how to use, you know, screen share webcam if they didn't already know how. And those that did know how, we got them comfortable with it. It's kind of a fun way to get to know somebody when you have that obstacle to overcome together. But the first, 30 to 45 minutes of talking with us one-on-one, we're getting to know you to see if we're a good mutual fit from personality and capabilities. But then we're also going to build you a financial plan, a draft one, initially.
Yep.
Then we're going to show you what we would do with your portfolio versus what you're currently doing with logic and evidence behind it. And then we're going to give you some recommendations and let you decide, right? That's kind of how it works, right?
That's perfect. I mean, are you saying that it's not a weird, uncomfortable experience to try and work with the financial detox team and intelligence-driven advisors?
I think especially now, because that kind of apprehension that people might have had about driving into some office that might be stuffy or weird, or like, you're committed to something. It's no time like the present to just, you get on the same kind of Zoom that you've been doing anyways with your friends and family or coworkers. Sure. If you don't like us, you can just hit end meeting.
Right? Yeah, no, that's not going to happen, man. Don't do it. Don't do it.
But the pressure's off. And it is important if you really believe that the end of the world is coming with your portfolio because of the election and whatever else, inflation is the next question. But, you should probably talk to somebody. And we're pretty, I think, non-threatening when we do this. All of our advisors are real good and mellow and easy to talk to, right? don't know about mellow, but
approachable, I think is the right word. Right?
Approachable. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's a good point. And that's a good segue. It's, you know, we sit here and we do this show and we do it every single week and we put out content all the time. But in the end, it's like, why are we doing this? We're doing this to help people make better decisions. And we're doing this to continue to grow our business and serve people the way we do, because there is a gigantic difference between the levels and the types of advice that is being given out there, right? You have insurance only guys trying to claim that they're financial advisors and they're selling you insurance no matter what. A lot of times that's done through a friend or somebody, you know, and you end up with some insurance policies that maybe are not right for you. You have broker dealer affiliated advisors who are getting paid to sell certain products versus others. So all advice is not created equal. Just like when you go to a doctor, you know, you want to make sure you get a second opinion. You want to make sure and talk to a couple different doctors, because there's good ones and there is bad ones, and the financial advisory business is no different. So yeah, I think that we're approachable. Get a second opinion. This is probably the best time that there's ever been in the last 10 years to have somebody look at your portfolio, dissect it, break it down, use our Aladdin technology to run risk scenarios, including inflation, which is our last question, right? We've got this a lot lately with all of the, and you can read the specific question, but it basically goes like this, right, Alex? I mean, with all of that's going on and all the government stimulus and all the money that's been thrown at COVID and whatnot, isn't it time that we start to see some inflation? And when does the value of our dollar decrease? Because there's so many dollars floating around. And I think it's a very legitimate concern, a real question that should be answered and talked about. And you should be building things inside your disciplined portfolio that will help protect you in an inflationary environment.
Yeah.
So what is that though? I mean, what are we doing, right? If you look at our portfolios, so what should I be doing for inflation? I think, first of all, there is right now no signs of inflation really happening inside. We don't expect or see any immediate massive inflation. Although it does make sense logically that with all this money, there eventually has to be. And I would probably just straight up agree with that. How severe will it be? Don't know. How soon will it come? Don't know. Because nobody does. But the things that you can have in your portfolio, some real estate inside your portfolio makes a lot of sense. Real estate is typically fairly good in inflationary environments and holds up quite well. We have to wrap it up. It always goes by so darn fast. But I think what we want to do is really just put in front of you, our listeners, that you know, we have some tools that I think you would love to see your portfolio. We can do risk analysis on all the questions. Most of the questions right now are about what should I do if things get crazy? And so we literally have a tool that will take your portfolio and it will test against any scenario that you can think of. We have about 350 different scenarios built out in there. It's an unbelievable tool. So you can look at what your portfolio will do during a certain environment, and then you can make adjustments so that, you know, it does better during an all weather situation or during a rough patch. So that's what we got to close on today. It's Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labor with Alex Klingensmith. Thank you for listening. As always, check us out at financialdetox.com. You can hear us anywhere you listen to podcasts by searching for Financial Detox. Thanks and have a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Financial Detox and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and resources, visit financialdetox.com. Call Jason and the team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. If you're ready for financial detox and a better tomorrow, call 877-707-8889. Get answers to your questions. That's 877-707-8889. That's financialdetox.com for podcasts and information. And if you like what you've heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified about upcoming podcasts. You'll take one more step toward financial peace of mind. Money.
This content is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any types of securities. Mr. Labrum and Intelligence Driven Advisors are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of information provided in this program and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Mr. Labrum and his guests as of the date of the show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements statements or forecasts are based on assumptions, and actual results may vary from any such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making an investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on information provided today in making any investment decisions. There is a risk of loss of investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for particular investors, financial situation, or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.